In Southern California, where most of the major studios are located, lots of people are worried that the strike will put a huge dent in the economy. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports you don't have to be a writer or a producer to feel the impact.
Network bosses, rich and rude, we don't like your attitude.
Among the people on the picket line outside Sony Studios in Culver City this morning was Bill Martin, one of the writers on the TV show Cavemen. He says the strike could affect scores of behind-the-scenes people.
In Los Angeles, you know, it affects tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. It's probably easier to try to find professions that aren't affected.
Culver City is home to two major studios and is the place where film classics such as The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind were made. These days, Sony produces everything from TV's Jeopardy to the latest Indiana Jones sequel. But it's just a small part of a big business in Southern California.
This is the entertainment capital of the world. There's
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is a former labor organizer who's been encouraging the two sides, writers and producers, to get together.
So make no mistake, this is going to have an impact on the economy of Los Angeles, on jobs in front of and behind the camera, and have an impact throughout the industry.
In fact, the motion picture and TV industry is LA's third largest employer after international trade and tourism. Jack Kaiser heads the LA Economic Development Corporation.
You're having janitorial services, trash removal. You operate commissaries, and so you're buying foodstuffs. If you go out into the greater industry, they're renting equipment, cameras, sound equipment. They're having sets built. They're having sets stored. They have parties, so caterers and limo drivers will feel the impact. It's going to be a huge ripple impact.
At the Coffee Conservatory across from Sony Studios, cafe owner David Tristbad remembers the last ripple effect from the 1988 writer's strike.
They were giving up cars. And others, you know, it's a house payment. Here you go from maybe caramel, you know, extra shot latte down to a regular cup of coffee.
Let's roll sound.
On location for a Disney commercial, Michael Marr worried about the impact on his business. He's the owner of Hollywood Honey Wagon, which supplies vehicles for makeup and dressing room trailers and trucks.
My contingency plans are that a couple people might have to be laid off, sadly, but when it's slow, I'm just going to encourage people to, you know, go ahead and take the day off. Yeah. We've got some slow times ahead. I just pray it doesn't last too long.
Marr also prays that he won't have to sell off a piece of property up north he's been saving for retirement. He says his wife, a costume designer, and many of their friends in the business are very nervous. Grumblings about the strike can be heard far from Hollywood at a ranch in Canyon Country north of L.A.
Those are African lions. It's our pride of lions, and I guess now you know what they think of the strike.
Can you translate?
Not a good idea.
At Hollywood Animals, Eric Weld trains dozens of lions, tigers, and grizzly bears who work in films and television.
I'm sure we are going to be affected to a degree, but we're not going to miss, you know, the animals aren't going to miss a meal because of it, nor are the trainers.
Weld says his company will get through the strike with other work on photo shoots and with its animal training school. He jokingly suggests that his animals step in to resolve the strike.
When it comes to lions, they get whatever they want. They could negotiate quite easily because you just lose one of the parties quite quickly. So,
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.